When you're a pro, you got to do a little bit of everything. A little, and even a little. And it helps to have something that works as hard as you do. That's why Valspar has a paint for every job, every room, every time. Valspar, you make it happen, we make it possible. Pros, head to Lowe's today and talk to a pro rep about getting up to 10 free gallons of Valspar through a paint trial program. Exclusions apply. See ValsparPro.com for details.
We are live on Discovery Paranormal for this August 4th, 2020. We are just chugging away through this year. You know, it's not like anything happened or any of that, but we're getting there and we're trying to focus on the future, man. And a lot of people, they have a problem with this virus thing. Like, they don't really see an end per se. And this is the deal. And I've always known this. I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I will. Politicians are full of shit. I've always known that. You know, it's just the way it goes. And you can't believe any of them. Not ever. Not ever. And if you do, you're a fool. Even if you want to believe, you're a fool, because these aren't the people that you should believe in. And they don't get anything done in a positive way unless people really force them to do it or you know, whatever. Whatever. But the bottom line is, every time you rely on your health officials, like from the CDC or something, it's bullcrap. It's bullcrap information. It's useless information. Useless. It's wear a mask, don't wear a mask, wear a mask, oh no, don't wear a mask. People getting shot over wear masks. People are getting arrested over masks. They're letting out criminals because of the COVID-19. They're arresting people who don't wear a mask. It's just become this weird political back and forth, nonsensical type of thing. But tonight we're going to talk about information. And just like I said, the useless information. Look at the flood, the deluge of useless information coming out of all the media circuses right now, right? Just incredible amount of pileage of poop just pouring out of the sphincterage of media, right? So in reality, do you really need to hold on to this information? Is it something that you say, okay, we need to pass this on to future generations. We need to show future generations just what kind of stupid idiots we really are. But I mean, maybe we should, just for the sole purpose of entertainment. You know, the future, if there are any humans in the future or some human hybrid, what kind of information would you leave for them? Ah, crystal skulls. Now, it's all about information, right? Crystal skulls. I see this stuff on the History Channel, right? Love to watch Ancient Aliens. I love to think, what if? I love the ponderage of what if. And when things make sense to me, I feel like they're going in the right direction, if they make sense. Logically, or even illogically, there's a train of different compartments that lead to from a place to a certain place, right? Some kind of direction for some reason. Sometimes things manifest for bullcrap reasons and no reasons, just, you know, because someone feels like doing it. You ever drive around and you see these rock sculptures, right? So I'll call them sculptures. They're artistic. Someone took the time to sit there and pile stones on top of one another. And, you know, you see this all over the place. I mean, we don't know who, we don't know why, we don't care why or who. It's just that they're there. And it's something like you take notice of, something different about your environment that wasn't there the previous time that you went by there. Like boom, and look at this thing, right? But it's not naturally occurring. It's something that is physically, built by organism, something a human, something that because nature also builds things out of things. You see birds, they go crazy for nests and whatever. They all have a purpose, though. You don't see a lot of in nature purposelessness, in the animal kingdom. And maybe if you observe a kitten, they like to play, they like to do their thing. But everything they're doing basically has a purpose to being a better hunter, you know what I mean? To survive better. They're practicing their skills. But humans love to waste time on nothingness. And I love that about people because it's good to be distracted. Maybe that's something that we need to become better beings or to adjust better, right? To be distracted. And then I watch things like, I don't watch a lot of TV because I really, 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 really hate commercials. I can't even tell you how much I detest commercials. I don't like them. They are offensive to me. The one after the other. I don't care about your medical condition. I'm sorry you got it. I don't care if you can't poop straight. I don't care if you got stomach problems. I don't care, man. You'll take this medicine and you could die of a heart attack, or your legs fall asleep and you fall down or whatever. Whatever. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. I'll take a Burger King commercial over something like that. So anyway, yeah, I don't watch TV because it frustrates me. And there's nothing really on to watch. I like to picker guys sometimes, but I have to be in the mood to watch people pick antiques just to keep market up to the market prices of what's being paid for. And I know that they overpay for stuff because they're big TV guys. But man, I like information. And I like to, if I'm going to watch something, I don't want to waste my time. I watch something that's going to either make me think or something that's going to like chill me out. You know what I mean? So Ancient Aliens, it's on the History Channel. They like pushing a point, our own United Public Radio Network's Joe Montaldo has been on Ancient Aliens multiple times. So they choose people who know things. And they like to think outside the box, and that's important to do in science. If you're in science, that's important to do. So for years, people have been talking about crystal skulls. Man, I'm 53 years old. I was in the club business in New York City back when I was in my teens. I remember people at the bar telling all kinds of stories. Bar stories are the best, especially when you're messed up. You know what I mean? And then they're great. Then you leave and you get more messed up and you look at the stars and there are even more stuff is shared. If you're not drunk and it's just somebody's drunken ramblings and it's irritatingly annoying and you want to just kind of move them down the street as fast as possible. But barroom stories. Hey, man, I heard of these crystal skulls that the AET put on the planet for us and all kinds of stories about crystal skulls, people sharing stories. Yeah, I've been all around the world. People will talk about this. Crystal skulls, paranormal, right? It's ET, alien, extraterrestrials put them down here on the Earth because they contain information. And when the time is right, all the skulls will come together. And then everything, whatever. And then whatever, right? And there's a lot of people who believe in this, but there's also a lot of bunk around it. Like back in the early days of the internet, I was part of this group, one of these Yahoo groups, right? Paranormal. And people on there were like so out there with their wackiness. And it just was not to my liking. It wasn't something I wanted for myself. I like real stuff. I don't like talk about bull crap. And one person actually had a crystal skull that they bought online, because you can buy crystal skulls all day long. You can buy crystal skull decanters, which are freaking awesome, man. Put your whiskey in there or something. But the crystal skulls I'm talking about are ancient, and they were discovered And then they have these magical properties, and, you know, anyway, so we're going to discuss those and what they're known or thought to have been part of. But this one person, like, had this crystal skull, and then, you know, the early days of digital cameras, right? One megapixel, imagine one, you know, that was my first digital camera. It was one megapixel. And if you jerk the thing as you're taking the picture, it'll like mirror the image, you know, you'll have that kind of sort of an infinity kind of going on, you know? So the person had done that with their crystal skull. They took a picture of their crystal skull. They jerked the camera on purpose, by accident, whatever. And then it did that. Bum, 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 bum. They put it out there like, look at this. It's amazing. I can't believe the energy from this. Look, you can see it on my camera. Look at the energy. And then people are going off like, oh, my God, you're amazing. Whoa. And I look at those people like idiots, man. I hate to say it. I don't call people names, but they're idiots. I should never call people names, but they're idiots. You know what I mean? I will never call them a name, not ever, but they're idiots. And the fact that they are, and they don't know that they are, makes them dangerous to the rest of the paranormal world. The people out there actually want to prove a point, you know? And paranormal people are a varied sort. It's a hodgepodge. It's a potpourri. there's a lot of it's and what's it's and whatsevers. It's whoever's drawn to it. It's like that movie with the aliens, man. Close Encounters of the Third Kind. That guy got a message. He started building stuff in his kitchen, a big mountain. And then, like, he was called to this place, calling to him. And he felt he was yearning inside to go there. It's like me with Las Vegas. But this guy was going for a mountain, for the Devil's Mountain or whatever the hell it's called. And, yeah, it's a movie, you know what I mean? But I'm talking about more the situation of that and or information. You know what I mean? But life is made up of BS. And if people can hoax something, they do, and they love to. If people can make a buck hoaxing something, they do, and they love to, you know? In the world of antiques, you know, and I like my antiques and collectibles. I've been in that game for quite a while, and that's why I like keeping up on it, you know? And there's a lot of repro. There's a lot of just bullcrap that's out there, a lot of things that aren't genuine. Some of the things that aren't genuine are so old that they got some kind of value now, you know? But crystal skulls. Let me get away from the people. And I got out of that group, because I knew it wasn't right for me. And they were so arrogant about how they automatically knew everything. I really can't stand that about people. Because I don't know anything from one day to another, you know what I mean? It really is a battle, a daily battle of not knowing. And what the hell do you really know? You know, as long as you wake up, you know you got to deal with that day, that time. But these guys, they were like, of course, this is the energy of Voltar or whatever, you know? Ramtar is talking and gawk, 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 got a message for you. Like, what does Ramtar want to say to you? You going to put some thousands of year old message in a bottle for some idiot to find later on who's going to brag about it on stupid Facebook or Yahoo? So, what's the end game for Ramthar? You know, I'm just going to put this message out there. F y'all, I'm gone. You know, boom. And then thousands of years later, someone finds some kind of thing. Look, it's a message for me. I bought it online on eBay from China. This skull. It was found in the ancient sorts of China, the annals of Beijing. The annals of the Beijing factory district. It was meant for me. It was calling to me. It said, you buy now. You click button. You pay. You PayPal only. And then a week and a half later, it was here. It was speaking. It was hot when I took it out of the box because it was 110 degrees outside. It doesn't matter. Like, people will make up any story that they can to breathe anything that they believe into an object that they can. Now, hence religion, you know? Oh. So crystal skulls, what are the lore of crystals? So crystals, these crystal skulls were supposed to be left here by ancient aliens for the future, for a message that we're supposed to understand about humanity. And then, of course, you know, they say that these skulls are made, you know, quartz and whatever, and it could hold a lot of information. Yeah, 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 man. You know, a little tiny SD card the size of my pinky nail can hold, you know, hundreds of gigabytes of information. It's unbelievable what they actually hold. And that's just our puny human type of, you know, technology. But a skull? So who made the skulls? What are you supposed to use to decipher these skulls? Because we have lots of technology, you know, as we grow in technology, we understand more about the world, the universe around us, more about the nature around us, and more about the nature of people even, right? So we don't know anything about human brains, and we know barely anything about the ocean. Yeah, a lot of stuff we don't know about, but there are, we're starting. We're getting there. We're just on baby steps. Come on, we're humans. We're still using toilet paper. When we panic, we hoard toilet paper. Humans not developed beyond the role of toilet paper, obviously. So people like to get hung up on things, and these skulls is something too. And then people have come out with these skulls. I'm going to read you the stories, man. And yet you decide. You got a goddamn brain. Crystal skulls cure cancer. How's that? Some traditional medicine practitioners believe that constant contact with a crystal skull can help cure serious diseases. They recommend that cancer patients should keep a quartz artifact by the side of their bed to revert to development of their tumors, the development of their tumors. Crystal skulls are quartz carved replicas of human skulls that have been dated to the 19th century. However, many people believe in their Aztec origin and their unproven positive effects on people's health. So basically, the skulls that we're talking about, they're all saying it's Mesoamerican, you know, that region, but nowhere else in the world, which is interesting, you know. But the Aztec culture and all cultures really down there were very far advanced, as we know. You know, there's a lot of mysticism around. I mean, everything from that whole region, even, you know, look at, go down to Peru and look at Pumapunku and places like that. You have a lot of advanced development, right? So who's to say that advanced development could really put together walls that, you know, pieces that interlock with great precision, moving these large pieces of rock. There's so much into it. When you look at the beginning and the end of it, and the end of it, you still can't figure out, because all you're really seeing is a wall. You're not seeing very much. But if you had told me that they had advanced machinery like that, and, you know, who's to say, right, that a civilization didn't exist, you know, before what they feel where mankind had been. Because I don't believe in the whole caveman thing. It doesn't strike right with me. I don't think that those people could have been able to really procreate as much as they needed to survive, especially conditions, others, warring factions, stupidity, not being able even to feed themselves, you know. I mean, there's a lot to that. It's a hard pill to swallow if you're going to say that mankind developed from some kind of blob of mucus. You know, I'm not buying it, because there's a lot that could happen in between, and it's not an accident that we're, you know, 7.5 billion people on this planet right now. So, and if you look to the past, you can see where things have been messed with, you know, and the ones who messed with that stuff could have come up with these skulls, sure, but why would they? For a message for some puny brain human? Or are you going to discover something? Yeah, sure. We have computers that are already smarter than people. The way when they invented a calculator, it was already smarter than people. And then here we go. We're going to AI. AI is going to write software and it's going to build all kinds of stuff and boom, boom, boom. People are going to be left behind. People are going to be like the cute little kittens and doggies that people have now. These supercomputer AIs that are going to look at people like, you know, you're useless. I can repair myself and I can build other units and I can transfer my consciousness. What do we need you for? And then people will be holding on to their crystal skulls as they're being decimated by Terminator robots. But my skull. And the Terminator will be like, ha, 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 ha. That was ha, ha, ha. A souvenir, you idiot. Ha, ha, ha. My skull. You take that skull and you bonk that Terminator on the head and hopefully it does it in. But can they cure cancer? Can crystals cure cancer? Can eating no gluten cure cancer? I want to see the statistical analysis of crystal skulls that cured cancer. If you're going to make the claim, I want to see the evidence, man. How about a quartz skull prophesies JFK's assassination, John F. Kennedy, right? A Canadian woman by the name of Anna Mitchell Hedges claimed to have seen a spiritual vision of John F. Kennedy's assassination almost 35 years before the event took place. She recalled that a crystal skull that she had found in the ancient Maya city of Lubantin in Belize presented her blurry prophecy of the tragic murdering of the future U.S. president. She could not determine what the vision meant in 1927, but she immediately remembered it on a dire date in November 22nd, 1963. So here's a woman that, you know, if she's clairvoyant, she got abilities. She could look into a mirror and see the same type of thing. She could look into a crystal ball and see the same type of thing. They, you know, and people scry in all kinds of things, even using water and whatever, right? So I'm not buying it. I'm not buying the whole JFK thing. And talk about predating something, you know? How about a little warning closer in? I think that like, hey, you know, 1927? You're a little premature on that one, man. So crystal skulls and shamanic power. There are people who call themselves shaman who pick up the skull and then they focus on it as an energy type of thing. And they're going to use that energy. Wah, you know, like they take it to those supermarkets that have automatic doors and they hold it up above their head and the doors open magically. And then they walk through, ha, 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 I'm in the produce section because of my crystal skull. Skull, like that, right? So crystal skulls and shamanic power. So neo-shamanism is a modern religion that aims to revive the ancient beliefs of human nature connections that date before historical time and all that. Back in before the day, the people who practice this cult use a broad range of relics and artifacts which they believe to have supernatural powers. One of these objects is the crystal skull that many neo-shamanists consider to be the link between the realm of men and the metaphysical world. Really? I think it's just people that like to get together, get naked, and hold up a crystal skull, then they have an orgy or something, man, which I'm not opposed to as, you know, as a scientist, as a researcher. I'm not opposed to that for people. You know, whatever floats your boat, as long as you don't hurt anybody or anything. I think that's the best way to travel. But the reality of people, though, is what's the end game? What's the end game? What do you achieve? I think that If you're going to ask me what I want to achieve in this lifetime, is to learn things that I don't know, is to learn more about love, that's for sure. And, you know, you learn more about yourself and that connection with nature and the whole bit. But making myself better spiritually, lifting myself to a higher level, you know, more knowledge, more intense knowledge of things that are not necessarily in the mainstream, but things that I can learn, like in the paranormal world, since I've gotten involved, I've learned an awful lot. And I feel bigger because of that, you know? And I feel like, you know, that's how you grow, ultimately. So, crystal skulls, time travel with the quartz skulls, right? Some relic enthusiasts believe that crystal skulls hold incredible powers and that time travel is one of them. They suppose that ancient Aztecs used the quartz skulls to communicate with their ancestors and even with their descendants, which is how they explained the drawings of their pyramids that talked about the apocalyptic destruction at the hands of the invaders. So, back in those times, and even in these times, there's always some kind of apocalyptic destruction from some kind of an invader. I get that. A quartz skull could be used for messaging, right? If you want to get technical. Nothing, I mean, quartz moves electricity beautiful. But, and if you apply an electric charge to quartz, it actually has a constant rhythm to it. So that's why they make quartz watches, that type of thing, you know what I mean? So it keeps good time. The reality is, it's just another story, you know? And I want to see the skull that communicates with the elders and how it does it. And what kind of system do you need, man? Is that like beyond a CB radio or is that something more intense like a cell phone? You know, we have pretty interesting ways of communicating. And even so, we're communicating more, right? You got the internet. You've got, you know, all kinds of cell phone systems and other ways of communicating. Whatever, man. You can still even write a letter and mail it. You know, I may not get where it's going, but you can do it. You know what I mean? For future generations to study, how the post office is messed up. But that's fine. But still, with all this information, look on your Facebook, look on your social media if you're on there, even if you're not on there. Listen to what people are chattering about and all the sheep going at each other, right? Is it worthy information of saving? You know, I mean, bits and pieces, sure, to show how stupid people are, messed up our society is, yeah. So future generations can maybe learn from it if they don't start burning books or getting rid of data or doing whatever, destroying things because they're embarrassed of what they do, whatever, or it's criminal or whatever, you know, or they don't want to know their history. They want to rewrite history, right? Isn't that what's going on now? So what you're not going to do, you're just going to prove yourself unsatisfied by delving into something like that. So the people that want to believe, they need to believe that these crystal skulls somehow is going to cure their acne and make them billionaires and they're going to be happy forever. Or they're going to have some kind of knowledge of the universe that they can even understand. People can't even understand knowledge now. The basic reality of life. They got to freaking lie to themselves and live in a stupid fantasy land. They can't even understand knowledge now, let alone knowledge of the universe. Really? Really? Try to wrap your crazy mind around something like that when you realize all the stuff you come to believe is bunk. And there's a whole nother reason. There's a whole different thing going on. Right? Yeah, sure. Crystal skulls and the Mayan calendar. Ha ha. We all know about the Mayan prophecy of the world's end that was supposed to have happened in 2012, but it didn't, and how it eventually played out. Even if all of those ancient predictions lost their, you know, their verticality, Very few people acknowledge that the Crystal Skulls might be a hoax. Isn't that funny? The mysteries of the Mesoamerican cultures still fascinate large groups of supernatural enthusiasts who make unfounded connections between the Mayan calendar and quartz crystals, which some believe to be of Aztec origin. So when this thing happened in 2012, there were people who were like, it's going to be the end of the world. They sold all their stuff, sold their houses, right? They sold their houses. You know, they're going to live out their days in an RV as the world comes around. Dumbasses, man, you know? But they believe in it. They believe that the world was going to end because the Aztec calendar ended. But if you looked at the Aztec calendar, out of all the people in the media that were talking about the end of the world, the end of the world, the end of the world, right? Even on CNN, end of the world. Let me tell you, when people think they're going to die, they get into a righteous zone where they start like picking apart all the horrible stuff they've done in their lives to other people. So, and they're going to be judged for that. Even if they're not religious, they're kind of pre-programmed that that's going to happen. You know, it's like, boom, you get there, and then all this terrible stuff you did is right there on your shoulder, man, for everybody to see, right? So Anderson Cooper on CNN looked like he came to tears. I've only seen him come to tears a few times when he thought that the world was going to end from an apocalypse, the Mesoaztec apocalypse. When Donald Trump won, cried like a baby on that. And when he announced he was gay on CNN and nobody cared, he cried on that one too. But it's interesting how all these people become like so like full of forgiveness and love before they think they're going to meet their demise, you know? And do you think you're actually going to fool anyone with that? Or do you think you need to start doing good works now and circumvent all of that stuff later, you know, not stand in judgment. You just kind of be the best person that you can be to your best ability, right? You don't go out of the way to screw people up. You know, nobody needs that, but there's a lot of that going on, unfortunately. So the Mayan calendar, there was one guy out there, one guy. Saying, hey, this Mayan calendar, it ends, but then the next day it starts again. You know, like a calendar does. And that guy was me. And no one listened. And they're all like, in the media, we're all going to die. Oh, my God. Everybody thinks that I don't know, it's just maybe it's a necessity that people think they've got to die or they need to die. How about just live your freaking life? Oh, no, no, Y2K, remember that one, you know, the year 2000, where the clocks go, everything, all the systems, weapon systems, financial systems, power systems, all the crap that's controlled by computers that if you lost it, you'd be very unhappy, is going to flip from 1999 to 2000, and there was no 2000. And when it does that, it was going to reset like it was just on 99. It was going to reset to zero. And when the computers set to zero, everybody was going to die, right? I know people, two of them, who actually stood in front of an ATM machine thinking that at midnight it was going to go back to zero and spit out all the cash. Yeah, stupid. I know. But people thought they were going to die. And then there was computer companies out there who were selling all this bullcrap software to make sure that your system you know, doesn't fail and destruction of the universe is what might ensue. Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. So what? 12 years later, you got some other disaster, you know, Mayan calendar. Oh, no, every few years, we're going to die. right? Every few years, Anderson Cooper cries that he's going to die. So, are quartz crystals alien relics, right? Almost every mystic theory that could relate crystal skulls to paranormal activity has been released so far that, I mean, there's a lot out there on crystal skulls. You know, you could go and look, there's a ton of info. One of the most out-of-this-world beliefs comes, claims that quartz skulls are alien relics brought out from outer space by creatures that visited the Earth thousands of years ago. The people who sustain this theory expect aliens to return sometime in the future to get their precious artifacts back from the ungrateful, lowly humans who only saw them as hoaxes. So that's it, you ungrateful bastards. Those aliens are going to come back and take their stuff. So number one, why would you entrust human beings to anything? Number one. And number two, to drop a bunch of skulls on the planet and expect to find them again in the future. You know, it's a big ass planet. Oh, yeah, maybe they have some device. There's always some device, you know, to find the skulls. We're going to find the skulls. That seems even more dumb than what people claim about them, you know? So then I was watching an Ancient Aliens, and they got this crystal skull, and they had this woman who takes pictures of auras. She has a camera that takes aura pictures, right? And their aim was to put the skull by itself on a stool and take a picture of it to see its aura, right? So they did, she did. Here comes this picture. Oh my God. Oh my God, look at the aura. I know what that proves? Nothing. It proves nothing. It proves nothing. It's you know, if you're going to use some energy cam or something, you're going to get something off of something, especially quartz. You're talking about crystals. I know people who are crystal crazy. They are crystal crazy. They are into all kinds of stuff, and they love the earth so much, but then they're going to spend all their time digging crystals out of it, man. You know? Seems like it's counterproductive for earth. Maybe those crystals like being there. I don't know. But I do know that people love to be distracted, you know. So I'm going to read you this, all right? It's about the Smithsonian. So a heavy package addressed to non-existent Smithsonian Institute curator, Mesoamerican Museum, Washington, D.C., was delivered to the National Museum of American History. It was accompanied by an unsigned letter saying, "This Aztec crystal skull purported to be part of the Porfirio Diaz collection was purchased in Mexico in 1960. I am offering it to the Smithsonian without consideration." Richard Alborn, then the curator of the Hispanic American collections, knew of this guy's expertise in writing this. And then in Mexican archaeology, he called to ask whether he knew anything about the object, an eerie, milky white crystal skull, considerably larger than a human head. The guy told him that he knew of a life-size skull on display at the British Museum that had seen a smaller version of the Smithsonian had once exhibited as a fake. After they spent a few minutes puzzled over the meaning and significance of this unusual artifact, he asked whether the Department of Anthropology would be interested in accepting it for national collections. They said yes, without hesitation. If the skull turned out to be genuine pre-Columbian Mesoamerican artifact, such a rare object should definitely become part of the national collection. So they couldn't have imagined that at this point, this unsolicited donation would open an entirely new avenue of research. In the years since the package arrived, the investigation of the skull has led to research of the history of pre-Columbian collections in museums around the world. And, you know, this with a collaboration of broad range of international scientists and museum curators who have also crossed paths with crystal skulls. So Here you have museums. Here you have people, you know, already Smithsonian saying they put one on, but, you know, they realized it was a hoax and whatever. It's a search for truth, right? A search for information. And, you know, there are researchers who get their funding from people to produce results. Some of them have to produce minimal results. Some of them have to produce big results. But if you follow the money, in a lot of these stories, it's very interesting how people will come upon things. And, you know, also when things disappear, you know, like I found this great skull, but it's gone now. You know what I mean? So, but one thing for sure, this skull opened up a whole new direction, a whole new department, and a whole bunch of more people to do more research, right? So the crystal skulls have undergone serious scholarly scrutiny, but they also excite the popular imagination because they seem so mysterious. Theories about their origins abound. Some believe the skulls are the handiwork of the Maya or Aztecs, but they have also become the subject of constant discussion on occult websites. Some insist that they originated on a sunken continent in a faraway galaxy, and now they are poised to become archaeological superstars thanks to our celluloid colleague, Indiana Jones, who will tackle the subject of our research in Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Details about the movie's plot are being closely guarded. Well, actually, this was written a long time ago. The author, let me get past laws. So they're trying to say that they used actual factual instances in the movie that happened in real life with these crystal skulls. So these exotic carvings are usually attributed to pre-Columbian Mesoamerican cultures, but not a single crystal skull in a museum collection comes from a documented excavation. And they have little stylistic or technical relationship with any genuine pre-Columbian depictions of skulls, which are an important motif in Mesoamerican iconography. So think about it. They weren't out of a dig site. They weren't discovered like, you know, so many things in Egypt were discovered as they dig and they find chambers and whatever. So how did they come about, you ask? Okay. We're going to talk about the truth of the skulls. What's the truth behind the skulls? Where did they come from? And why were they made? So museums began collecting rock crystal skulls during the second half of the 19th century, when no scientific archaeological excavations had been undertaken in Mexico and or knowledge of pre-Columbian artifacts was scarce. So it was also a period that saw a burgeoning industry in faking pre-Columbian objects. So when the Smithsonian archaeologist W.H. Holmes visited Mexico City in 1884, he saw relic shops on every corner filled with fake ceramic vessels, whistles, and figurines. 2 years later, Holmes warned about the abundance of fake pre-Columbian artifacts in museums and collections, blah, 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 blah. There's a buck involved. People are going to be out there with their hand out, right? French antiquarian Eugene Bobon, with his collection of Mesoamerican artifacts as an 1867 Paris explosion, among the objects on display were two crystal skulls. At his feet rest a pot and a battle axe Bobon exhibited as Aztec both are fakes. And the first Mexican crystal skulls made their debut just before 1863, French intervention when Louis Napoleon's army invaded the country and installed Maximilian von Habsburger of Austria as emperor. So usually they're small, not taller than 1.5 inches. The earliest specimen seems to be a British Museum crystal skull. About an inch high, that may have been acquired in 1856 by a British banker named Henry Christie. Two other examples were exhibited in 1867 at the Exposition Universelle in Paris as part of the collection of Eugene Bobon. was also a member of the French Scientific Commission in Mexico, whose work, the Paris Exposition, was designed to highlight. The exhibition was not entirely successful in showcasing Napoleon's Second Empire, since its opening coincided with the execution of Maximilian by the forces of Mexican President Benito Juarez, right? So, politics, huh? One small crystal skull was purchased in 1874 for 28 pesos by Mexico City's National Museum for the Mexican collector Luis Constantino. So, if you think about it, the crystal skulls came about in the mid-1800s, right? Not from a dig site, not from being found anywhere, but a whole bunch of them started coming out in the 1800s, right? As, you know, decoration, whatever, something to make money off of. Okay. You can look at that, but there's other information too that might point their other direction. So the last, let's see, the little one, the small crystal, whatever, disappeared. Of course, someone stuck in their pocket and walked away, man. Who could resist? But it disappeared mysteriously from the collection sometime after 1973. It had been on display in the exhibit Archaeological Fakes, after William Fosshag, a Smithsonian mineralogist, realized that in the 1950s it had been carved with a modern laboratory wheel. So, I haven't seen any, I mean, I could read you all these stories of how these people are outed as fakes and frauds, you know. They faked a lot of stuff back then, right? But I think that if you take something, any object, and you try to breathe life into what your beliefs are, that's where they're going to kind of melt it all together, right? So, do I believe that crystal skulls were put upon this earth by aliens for humans to learn something about the future? No, I don't. I think that any kind of advanced life wouldn't waste their time doing something like that. Number one, do I think that people in the mid-1800s, when there was a big tourist influx into Mexico and points beyond, that it was like that anthropologist said, that every corner has an artifact shop. And pre-Columbian art, it's even illegal to own in most cases, man, or to take from that country, those countries, and bring it up into this country, the United States. So I think that when I see these things, it gives me douche chills, because I'm like, why do you think that aliens would do that? There's just no why. Unless you just throw this at me, then they're just screwing with people, the aliens, you know, like those crop circles, right? Like they're gonna waste their goddamn time making some kind of crop circle. I just don't get, like, you know, why. I want to know why. That's me. I don't know why. I know about Michelle Hedges and her skull and the claims, but that's the deal. Claims. You know, and you'd be a great psychic, and if that's what you're using, you know, as your info, that's great. That's fine. But nonetheless, the hard evidence isn't there except for the skull, right? And you can carve those skull any which way. I mean, there's all kinds of methods. And, you know, I like how they say, look, it's so smooth, you know. It's so smooth. It's glass, basically, or a crystal. The crystal is going to be smooth. You can smooth it out, right? But the second that people could hoax something and sell some crap and make a buck, they do. You ever watch the pawn shop show? That's the other show that I watch, the picker dudes in the pawn shop. People bring all kinds of crap in there, and it's like, oh, this is from, you know, this pre-Columbian art, and it's good stuff. Oh, sorry, you know, it's junk and they don't even want it. It's just a souvenir. Even on the Antique Road Show back in the day, they used to put that on there. Oh, this is a fake and whatever. And then you see the people, like, they just got kicked in the nuts, you know. They thought they walked through the door and their stuff was worth, like, you know, $1 million. And all of a sudden they're like, you know, yeah, this thing you've been saving for 30 years is worth less than dog poop. Get it out of here. You disgust me. Like, type of thing. And they're like, oh God. Grandma's pans. They're not worth anything. That's right. Anyway, have fun with your stupid crystal skulls. I'm ready to believe you. I just see these things. And they're like, you know, imagine how much information is held in these crystal skulls. Well, at the same rate, imagine how much information is floating past us through the air, you know, in subatomic particles or whatever. If the information's out there, they're not going to put it in a crystal skull and give it to some stupid human that, you know, is going to use it for decoration or something. Here's the world's universe. And these people, like, sacrificing stuff for the stupid skull, or they're sitting there on their dining room table, you know, talking about the properties, the magic of the skull. The magic is inside of you. Screw the skull. Is the skull cool? It'd be cooler if it was full of whiskey. I'm going to end the show there. This is Michael Angley on Discovery Paranormal. I thought I hope you have a skully, crystal skully type of time tonight. And stay cool like those skulls do. And I'll see you guys next week on this here show on the United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 Paz Cristian. Same buenas noches.